The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Welcome in, everybody. It is day two of our trip into Michigan, our first time here. Frank Bassett with you. Tim Matthews is on work release this week in Dallas after the Byron Nelson. He'll be working the Fort Worth Invitational this week, so we'll have some reports live from my co-host Tim Matthews from Fort Worth, Texas this week. Congratulations, by the way, to the Fort Worth Invitational. They will now have next year Charles Schwab as their title sponsor. So we're happy for that because that is a great storied old tournament. We didn't want that thing to go away. So we are here in the Media Center live. We're in Benton Harbor, Michigan. We've been staying at the Inn at Harbor Shores. Great spot. Love it. My first trip to Michigan. And I've been in and out of Detroit and in and out of Ann Arbor, but never in this area. So we're going to be here all week for the PGA Championship. We'll be up at Traverse City also this week. So TC, as the locals call it. Anyway, it's great to be here. Day two. Brendan Sweeney, my good friend from the French Lick Resort, joining us right now. Brendan, hello.
Good morning, Frank. How are you, buddy?
The pairing party was fun last night, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And the post-pairing party was even more fun.
It's a great time.
It was a great time. They closed the bar at 11, which I thought was very smart.
I was in bed at 10.
You called me and said, go to bed. We've got to get up early. and I did. I'm well trained.
Well, your age, you should be.
Well, thank you so much for that. You're going to get there, pal. Maybe. We'll see.
Thank you.
Hey, let's just get right to it. Joining us right now from the Whirlpool Corporation is the Corporate Vice President for Communications and Public Affairs, Mr. Jeff Knoll. Hello, Jeff.
How you all doing this morning? Pleasure to be here.
You're looking good. He's sporting that lavender pullover. That looks good.
You know, I was trained by the best. Mr. Sweeney over here taught me how to dress, taught me how to talk, taught me how to do everything except play golf, so he's great.
Oh, you're okay then.
As long as you have that going for you, Jeff, you're doing fine.
Brendan is the Florida State driver. Wide right.
Yes.
Wide right, baby. Yes. And wide left, too, sometimes.
Well,
but so am I. I'm just short left and short right.
But playing with them is always interesting.
Absolutely.
It is fun. It's hard to get the golf clubs on the liquor cart, though. You know?
Well, we've had some fun playing golf here.
We have, absolutely. Hey. And at French Lick, what a great development and what a wonderful set of two golf courses, some of the best anywhere. And what you all and the team have done in restoring that development and bringing the community back to life, Brendan, it's fantastic.
Well, why don't you take us through this? Because we have a similar story from French Lick about how corporate golf has brought up a community, but you have that same story here in Benton Harbor. Why don't you fill us in on that? Tell us how Whirlpool and golf and the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship.
First, let's get all of his credentials out of the way. You're also the president of
the Harbor Shores Development, which is part of this great activity. And we're sitting in the middle of 550 acres that not that many years ago was home to about 3 million square feet of old, empty, condemned manufacturing buildings.
Good Lord.
A 22-acre interchange that helped support the 6,000 people that used to work in those facilities. A federal Superfund site. And basically, it was an area of ruination, which at one time had been the economic engine for this entire area. And so for really almost 20 years, the community kept trying to figure out, how do we get control of the property? How do we work with the regulatory agencies? How do we turn what was once our lively area into, again, that economic engine that we need for the community? And so many ideas came and went. And the reality was, with soft soils and contaminated areas and 7 miles of waterfront, it was begging and screaming for a golf development. And I give Jeff Fedick, the chairman of Whirlpool Corporation, and the company a tremendous amount of credit. They seized upon an idea that says, we do need to redevelop this area. We need to work with the community. And at the height of the Great Recession, this company made the decision to tear down those old buildings, to clean up those old contaminated properties, to restore the banks of the Pawpaw River, and put in a Jack Nicklaus signature golf course that is today, we're now hosting our fourth KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship.
And good on Whirlpool Corporation. KitchenAid is the title sponsor for this event. And I had not been here before. So Brendan drove me around yesterday just showing me the areas. And this place is absolutely a garden spot. It truly is. It's like Southern California on the Lake Michigan. It's like Malibu on Lake Michigan. It's that beautiful.
Beautiful sunsets
here
every night.
Yeah.
You go down on Jean Clark Park Beach and you think you're in the Caribbean. It is a wonderful, wonderful area. But you know what is made most special? by the people of the area we call Michigan's Great Southwest. You know, we have 1,700 volunteers who every other year give of their time to put on this wonderful tournament and to welcome people from all over the world. And let me tell you, the folks here are special.
Yeah, they really are. We've met a lot of people since we've been here, and it's honest to goodness, it's a special place. We are fortunate enough to be able to go to most PGA Tour events. And I can't believe I've not been up here. Now, I know there's going to be a PGA Tour event up here soon, too. That's going to be pretty interesting. But this week, you've got a great field for this tournament. I mean, a great field for this tournament. And one of my buddies, friends, whatever, is going to join us later, Rocco Mediate, who is like a rock star. And Peter Jacobson's here also, another rock star. We need to get Steve Elkington out of retirement. We're partnered with Secret Golf. And Steve's a partner of mine. We do that together. Rocco's our newest player, newest secret golfer is what we call him. So we need to get Elkington out of retirement and get him up here to play in this tournament.
Well, let me tell you, just Rocco is not only a rock star, but he's a great human being.
Yes, he is.
And our former chairman, Colin Montgomery, and Peter's actually been here. We've had Tom Watson and all these great players. They've come every year to our charitable event that Whirlpool hosts, which is bringing in about 700 of our best friends to put on a charitable outing. And every year we raise over $2 million for the local Boys and Girls Club, First Tee, and area schools because of people coming together and making a difference. And I also will just tell you a quick story, and that is that when this redevelopment occurred and Jack Nicklaus was seeing the vision for it, the decision and commitment was made to put the First Tee and their facility right on the driving range so that every year over 850 kids could come in and learn the game of golf, and kids could come together and do something as a group to really understand why golf is truly the game of life.
I'm glad you said that, because everyone says today golf is an individual sport. Well, it really isn't. It's a team sport. If you listen to Jordan Spieth will tell you, my team, our team, us, we, not I. And I think that's very important with the kids today, because there's too much individualism in front of that iPad or iPhone or Android application or whatever. Now, we want them to go to PGAtour.com and check us out, but don't stay on that. Get with your friends. Get out there and have some fun.
Well, not only is it a team sport, it's a community sport.
It is, yeah.
And
good point.
KitchenAid has brought the community together, and it's been about 10 years since the rebirth of Benton Harbor. Tell us, now you have a generation that's come through. First tee, everything. Now you see kids coming back who are now young adults.
Well, what's amazing is that we've got kids that were our very first bag drop folks. You know, they were there to greet you when you came in 2010. And I know several of them. They've graduated from college. And these were kids from the inner city challenged area that were going through the Boys and Girls Club and First Tee and worked here at the Harbor Shores Development. So as we like to say, we look forward to future years and the kids working and part of this development that they too will have the opportunity to go on and graduate from school. And you know, again, over the last several years there's been a new feature below the bluff in St. Joseph. We've built two new facilities for the Boys and Girls Clubs. We've got the First Tee facility. We've got a program where every child that comes through the Benton Harbor school system has an opportunity to get a scholarship for local community college. The community has rallied around this development to be the physical symbol of what really is felt in the heart in terms of bringing about change and opportunity for those that need it the most, the youth of the community, and to build a bright future for them.
Well spoken. That is well said. By the way, thank you for bringing up, I went to Ole Miss, as we talked about. You're from Kentucky. You went to Lexington.
University of Kentucky. Of course, yes.
And did your postgraduate work or post work at Louisville.
I finished my master's at the Big Red, so I can cheer for both, and I do regularly.
And you're an SEC guy. That's a great thing.
Absolutely. Right? And you know what? Because you're from Ole Miss, I like you because you are an SEC guy.
I'm pure SEC and pure Ole Miss. Now, we have a little trouble.
Now, I have a daughter at Clemson. So.
Yeah, but you have a son who's going to go to Ole Miss.
Clemson's the SEC wannabe, so that's okay, you know.
It's Auburn with a lake.
It is.
So, no, I shouldn't say that. I apologize to all of our listeners who are
I love Clemson.
I do, too.
Great
love
school.
Clemson. But I got to tell you brought in my buddy Cowboy Maloney. I mean, Jackson, Mississippi. I lived in Jackson for a number of years and after college.
Eddie.
Had a lot of fun. So, yeah, that was fun last night. You guys threw a really class party. A class event, and never losing sight of what this is all about. And you said it, it's the kids. It is the charities.
It is, but it's got to be done in the right way. And the vision was we had to have a great golf course if you're going to bring about change. And also that vision was if you're going to bring the world's greatest golfers together to play in a major, which is these guys that are playing tomorrow and throughout the balance of the week. They're the greatest golfers in the world. They happen to be seniors, but they are fantastic. And we want to make sure that they feel good and feel proud about what they're doing here to compete for this major championship and have names like Montgomery and Rocco and others who are competing for this wonderful, prestigious honor.
Colin Montgomery, one of my favorite people. And
our champion.
And one of our friends that's on the radio in Lexington, Kentucky, who he was a former actor in Hollywood, great guy, but he never, and I can say this because
Matthew Lawrence,
we brought Matthew in to French Lick when Colin, that year he won it, of course.
Second year he won it.
2015.
Right. So anyway, Matthew said, I've got to interview him. I said, Matthew, you're going to co-host. You have to interview Colin. He said, I don't like him. I said, okay, well, let's just see about this. I said, just wipe the slate clean and let's go. He finished. He hugged the guy. He said, I've never in my life met a nicer man. It's the perception that people have of some of these guys. And if you get up close, they're all a bunch of teddy bears. They're great guys, and they're givers, and that's what's vitally important.
Yeah, but what people understand is when they are playing, and they're competitive, and they are competing at the highest level in the world. So they may be somewhat focused while they're playing, but you know what? Colin is an example of all the rest of those that play, and that is they just simply say, what can we do to help? Who do I need to go put my arm around, and what child can I go give some inspiration to? And they do it every day.
Well, I've not seen Michael Phelps stop and wave at the fans as he's making the last lap, okay? So that's the same difference right there. It truly is.
Had a great opportunity to meet Colin's wife yesterday. A wonderful, nice, sweet lady.
Sweet lady, yeah.
And that was great. And what a nice team they are together.
Yeah. You know, I took up golf when we were doing this development, and to remove the area of 3 million square feet, to get rid of 140,000 cubic yards of waste, and to actually take an area that was completely abandoned and to create an area now that people kayak and people come to restaurants and play golf, it's amazing, because what I'd like to share is I learned by this project in learning to play golf, there is no greater sport that brings people together, and there's no greater sport that gives people a reason to want to do something for others than the game of golf. And I think that's been the best learning that I've had is that this wonderful game, it's wonderful in terms of seeing it and watching it and seeing the competition, but understanding what the impact is on people and on lives and on communities with what these players do at every tournament, at every location, everywhere around the world, it's fantastic. And I don't think enough of the viewing audience fully appreciates what these players do to be a part of giving back and helping others have the kind of future they deserve.
Well spoken there, too, because, of course, we're with the PGA Tour. The PGA of America is a great friend of ours, and Susie Whaley coming up. Susie's one of our buds. Golf donates more to charity every year than the NBA, the NFL, and Major League Baseball put together. Every year, golf is the biggest charitable sport in the world.
It's just not the dollars, though. It's when these players go out and talk to the kids or talk to folks that are just struggling every day, and they're giving them hope, and they pass along to them that the opportunities. You know, we heard Tom Lehman last night, and what a great inspiration, what a character individual. Those are the kind of folks that we just are so proud to come to our community every other year, and we're very proud to be able to say the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship is without a doubt the premier event for senior golf, and we welcome your audience to come visit with us.
Absolutely.
And Brendan, to you as well, the French Lick development is another example of what caring people with a vision and with a willingness to make a difference really means in the game of golf. So thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, you both have. Whirlpool Corporation and Cook Group both, I say it on the air all the time, not to embarrass Brendan, but both of y'all saved a community. You really saved families. Yeah. You brought people up from where they thought there was no hope. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, we went from 373 employees to over 1,700 in a couple of years.
Yeah.
You have a similar thing. You drive around St. Joe, Benton Harbor, you see KitchenAid Whirlpool offices all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
but it wasn't us that did it as a company. We did it with the community and with the community residents. Well, and that's why you've got 1,700 volunteers they're going to give up this week to put on a fantastic tournament.
Well, if you walk through his kitchen and you walk through my kitchen, you're going to see your products. They're all in there. So
I would hope that everybody that's listening to this program would give me a holler, and we'll give them good deals on all the products because we want KitchenAid products in everybody's home.
What's your favorite product?
My favorite product?
Yeah,
the mixer.
No, I like the good old stove because I like to eat, as you can tell, and I like to cook because I like to eat. It's what things you got to do.
There you go.
I like the mixer because my wife can make a bad you-know-what cheesecake. I mean, oh, my Lord. Of course, she told me not to touch her mixer the last time I sprayed stuff all over the kitchen.
Nothing more iconic than a KitchenAid stand mixer. And yep. If you ever have someone getting married, you better take care of giving them one of those because it's on every bride's wish list,
yep.
And it's on every groom's hope for. I want to get that KitchenAid yep. mixer for all the right reasons.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for your time and everything. Have a wonderful championship week. We look forward to seeing you guys on Golf Channel and NBC. And thanks for getting the word out.
We'll do it. And you give Steve Ferguson, who is an inspiration to everybody, my best. And thank you for being here this weekend.
Thank you so much. Don't go away, everybody. When we come back, we'll have more from the Media Center at the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, the 2018 edition from Harbor Shores, Michigan. Stay right there. You know, I believe KitchenAid makes a blender, and with this music, we need a blender handy.
Well, I have one.
Do you have a KitchenAid blender?
Absolutely.
I do too, man.
Toaster?
I do too. We're back. KitchenAid, Senior PGA Championship, the 2018 edition. I beg your pardon, you can't hear her.
There we go.
Why can't you hear her? We have somebody special with us right now.
Yes, we do.
Miss Deb O'Connor from KitchenAid, or Deb O'Kitchen from ConnorAid, but it is Deb O'Connor, our friend. Hey, thanks for having us here.
Oh, thanks for being here.
Yeah, let me get you get that mic a little bit closer to you right there. Yeah, there you go. That's better. There it is. Okay, now, go.
Go what? Go where?
Go Michigan.
Yeah,
absolutely. Go Michigan. So no, Deb, you're playing with Vijay Singh today.
I am. I'm so excited.
That's going to be cool.
It's going to be really cool.
That swing of his is pretty – he's the hardest working man in golf business. I mean, he spends hours and hours and hours on the range and always has. Deb O'Connor is – really involved very heavily with community, pardon me, these allergies are killing me, community involvement with KitchenAid. You have, for this championship,
the fourth edition
Morris
Benton Harbor
Day coming this week.
Yes, we do.
How did you pull that off?
We have a whole committee of people who work on figuring out who the next concert is going to be. And we'll start right after this talking about 2 years from now and who we might be able to get. And so everybody's really excited. The Whispers and Morris Day and the Time. So it's going to be quite a night.
That's going to be a party.
Because Golf Talk America is the fusion of
golf, music, sports, and entertainment.
And Frank has a background in music. He used to be a trumpet player.
A little band
called Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Yeah. You crossed paths before with Mr. Morris.
I know Mr. Morris Day very well.
You should stay around.
I'd love to be here for it. Thank you to Pure Michigan for hosting us this week also. We have to go up to the...
T.C., Traverse City.
Well, that's called the Northern Peninsula of Michigan? Is that correct?
No.
What's it called up there?
It's Northern Michigan, but the Upper Peninsula is a whole other area.
He's from Mississippi.
Well,
you can tell.
I didn't go to class, but I loved Ole Miss.
So, Deb, fill us in. Give us a little background history on how KitchenAid became a part of the community here and how golf has evolved these championships, your fourth edition.
Yeah, so
and the long-term commitment that you guys have.
It started back in 2010 is when we signed on with the PGA of America, so it's been a while now. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but really we had this whole area that is this beautiful Harbor Shores resort with a Jack Nicklaus signature golf course actually used to be a ghost town of manufacturing. Back in the 80s, there were 6,000 jobs lost in a matter of 18 months.
Wow.
And all those factories just sat. And used to be a place where if you had an old couch or an old refrigerator you didn't know what to do with it, you just haul it over here and dump it. And so there was just junk everywhere. And community organizations, help from federal grants, state grants, Whirlpool Corporation, pulled together and found a way to clean it up. And part of it was even a Superfund site. So it was quite a deal to clean it all up. And the debris that came out was a football field 60 feet high full of junk. So imagine how much cleanup that was. So, and now it is this beautiful Jack Nicklaus signature course. Right on Lake Michigan.
Pawpaw River coming through.
Pawpaw River coming through. You couldn't see the river before. You couldn't even tell. And now you can see the kayaks rolling through the river. We have all kinds of businesses, you know, around now. It's something like almost $200 million in buildings and structure that has been erected since
then. Well, we're staying at the inn right across the street.
Harbor Shore.
And the harbor, which is on the other side of the inn.
Right there. They dredged that out.
Dredged the whole thing.
And there's yachts in there. It's beautiful here. I said it earlier. This, to me, is like it's like Malibu and Lake Michigan. It's like Southern California. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
And this is your first time coming to Michigan?
First time here, and I love it. I've never been here. No.
Oh, well, you got to come back.
Oh my gosh.
I want to play this golf course.
Yes, you do.
Well, you can play it in August in the Boys and Girls Club event.
Let's do that. That'd be fun.
Tell us how KitchenAid has, you know, with the Boys and Girls Club, how golf has brought in.
Well, let's jump at Kids Day.
Yeah.
Tell us about Kids Day.
So, you guys are both like, okay, what should I talk about first? Kids Day. Let's talk about Kids Day.
He's got the script.
I got the script right
Okay.
here.
All
right. Here, so, the teleprompter's running amok, right?
Our holes 7, 8, and 9 are in Gene Clark Park. And right in Santa, in the middle of 7, 8, and 9 is this park area. And so we're going to set up a bunch of really fun things for kids. We have Golfzilla, you know, where kids
Golfzilla?
Giant blow up of Godzilla, and they pick golf balls into his gut. They're going to paint golf balls. They're going to do all kinds of fun kids stuff all week, all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then my favorite part of Kids Day is over in the KitchenAid Fairway Club, our big giant tent with all kinds of fantastic appliances. We're going to have a smoothie race with blenders. So we line up all these blenders, and we have teams of kids. And a lot of the kids will come from the new junior league program that we're starting. And they race back and forth to make the best smoothie. And so you end up with some smoothies that have broccoli in it, and some smoothies with some really strange stuff in it. And our chef will taste them and decide who wins, and they win.
Let's talk about the chefs. You have chefs coming in all week.
Yeah.
Having the KitchenAid experience.
We do. So anytime you're on the golf course, you can walk into our KitchenAid Fairway Club and see Chef Cavelli. He will talk whatever you want about culinary questions, recipes, knife skills, whatever you want to talk about. But even more exciting is we have some celebrity chefs coming in. On Thursday, we have Adam Richman from the Cooking Channel. Friday, Carla Hall from The Chew. She's fantastic.
Oh, she's really good.
And then Saturday, we have Justin Chappell from Food & Wine Magazine. He's the culinary director there, and he's known for doing kitchen hacks, which are really going to be fun, so you can find new ways to make your favorite recipe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Listen,
you know, you can gain 50 pounds if you just stay here for a week, because there's a lot of food everywhere, and you have food trucks here, too, this week.
Yeah, the food trucks will be out there in Gene Clark Park, and they're local food that we love to eat year-round, and you'll get a little taste of Benton Harbor, St. Joe.
I love food trucks. I mean, people in the South finally got, in Nashville, we finally got food trucks.
Yeah.
I go to New York, I will not go to the restaurants. I eat in the food trucks. I love it. They're the little sidewalk vendors and stuff. But so KitchenAid has done a lot. We spoke earlier about the fact that what French Lick and Cook Group did for French Lick, Indiana, and Mr. Ferguson, the chairman of the Board of Cook Group, did. Saved a town.
Yes.
KitchenAid has basically saved Benton Harbor.
Yeah, they're very similar stories.
Or Whirlpool, I should say.
Yeah, Whirlpool Corporation, and KitchenAid is a brand of Whirlpool Corporation. And Whirlpool is a large part of this community. So when it came time to figuring out what to do, you know, obviously we were a very big part of the conversation. So, but it's a lot of people in the community pulling together to figuring that such a big issue. You know, it's 520 acres stuff that was just sitting here
on a beautiful Lake Michigan shore.
It's gorgeous here.
Yes.
So you got the new KitchenAid toaster in there. I just saw that's the new version.
Yes.
Does that come in black?
Yes, it does.
Done.
All right.
I have the old kit. Remember the KitchenAid professional stuff you had years ago? I have all that.
The
burr grinder, the everything, the big toaster, the four bay thing.
Yes, good stuff.
My coffee pot, finally I wore it out because I ran it constantly. But that's a cool toaster.
That toaster, you know, that's not just any toaster.
I know it's not.
It's the nicest toaster, not because it works so well, but it's just very pleasant. You know, in the morning when you know, your toast pops up and it's like, it just pops up and it scares you because it's morning.
Smooth.
And this one just kind of slides up and it goes ding.
Now, does this one have, my toaster had the rack you could put on top of it where you could heat buns. Does this one also have that attachment or no?
No, you don't need to. It'll just
it's
go right down.
It's wide, you can just put them right down in it.
Yes.
So hamburger buns or whatever.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Bagels. I love being here because the refrigerator, everything's KitchenAid. Of course, it should be at this championship, I should say, not tournament.
Yes. Major championship.
If you go into my kitchen or you go into Brendan Sweeney's kitchen, you're going to see all of your products. I mean,
they're all there.
I know that.
we've known each other for a long time.
I paid full price. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Cowboy Maloney, Jackson, Mississippi.
He's a great guy.
No, he's a great guy. I didn't buy it from him, though. I got it in Nashville, Tennessee from, I won't say the name of the company. I probably can't plug companies. We'll plug KitchenAid.
So what's your week looking like? What do you have going on?
Well, today is the Pro-Am, which is pretty exciting.
Right.
And then tonight I have a wonderful opportunity to go to the Champions Dinner.
So oh, nice.
I always feel like I'm sitting in somebody else's house or something because it's all about the champions and you kind of see them interact with each other. So that's pretty cool. Tomorrow in the Fairway Club, we have a women's entrepreneurial event.
Oh, very good.
Oh, that's good.
And a national speaker and some local people too, and it's women from our Cornerstone Business Alliance are going to attend, and they're going to do a demonstration from our chef, and so a pretty full day there. And then in the evening tomorrow night, we will do a fundraiser for our local Heritage Center, and then let's see, tomorrow a full day in the Fairway Club with the celebrity chefs starting Friday, full day. Saturday, full day.
Good for you.
What
are you going to do in your spare time?
Crown a champ. What do I do in my spare time? It's like between midnight and 5 a.m.
Sleep.
You try to sleep. Try to sleep. But I'm sure your brain's going about what's going on the next day.
Yes, absolutely.
How do we make this event bigger and better for next year? You're already thinking about that, I'm sure. And I don't know how you do it.
That's the thing.
Is fabulous.
We always feel like, all right, it's back home. It's here every other year.
Right.
And we have to amp it up a little bit. So,
well, Brendan drove me around, showed me all over the area, drove me by your home.
Oh, yeah.
And so, since you're going to be at that dinner tonight, we're going to go over to her kitchen and cook some stuff up.
It's a great kitchen, by the way.
I'm sure it
absolutely
is.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it
well,
is.
Well, Deb, thank you so much for your time.
We appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, you're a great friend, and you put on a great championship. You have a great team of people, and it's all about the community. It's all about the people.
It really is.
Deb and I first met at your place at French Lick.
That's right.
Yeah. All of us together with the Kemper folks and Kemper Lesnick, and a great time there. You got me some really cool passes to get into the fun place with all the good food and adult beverages.
That's why there's security,
blast.
Frank.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Hey, everybody. Deb O'Connor, our good friend, thank you so much for
Thanks
being
for
with us.
Me.
And
you
have
nice
a great
to see you,
2018
yeah, good to see you.
Senior KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We have more to come from the Media Center live, the KitchenAid Senior PGA 2018 Championship from Harbor Shores, Michigan.
The sun is barely up, and we're already wide awake. The morning dew is still thick on the grass, and we're anxiously pacing around like little kids on the first day of school. Today, we get to play golf. Today, we're not accountants or construction workers, managers or bond traders. Today, we're just lovers of the game. Today, we get to laugh with our friends, test the direction of the cool breeze, and experience a dozen amazing moments that will never show up in a scorecard. Today we get to play and chase a little white ball up, down, and around some of the most memorable and breathtaking holes we'll ever find. Today we get to turn off the world, at least for a little while. And with world-class resorts and more than 800 courses, there's no waiting on the first tee of pure Michigan. Your golf trip begins at Michigan.org.
Break out the KitchenAid blender, baby.
That's my music. We are fired up.
Welcome back, everybody. Golf Talk America live from the Media Center today. The media information area, the media dining, the interview and session, the KitchenAid Senior PGA 2018 Championship at Harbor Shores.
The glass wall of the PGA
Media.
The glass
wall with all the Kemper Lesnick people back
there. Kemper.
Hey, Kemper Lesnick. How are y'all? Everybody say hi. Say hi real loud. They said how real loud. Could you hear them?
PGA of America's loving
Brendan
us
Brendan Sweeney,
right now.
Thank you, buddy, for joining us. Pure Michigan, thank you for hosting us this week. KitchenAid, big thanks to you for having us here this week. This is a wonderful championship. And I'm going to redo my whole kitchen next week. No, it's all new stuff. It's less than a year old. Anyway, hey, now the man's finally with us. Somebody of uber importance to my golf game, because when he gave me his card, it says one free round of golf or one golf left. And I'm going to.
You only got one? I got a lifetime.
What? Our one golf lesson. I want both. But anyway, Mr. Ross Smith is the director of golf here at Harbor Shores. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for stopping in. He looks like a golf pro. I mean, he has the look of, like, he's looking at me right now and going, I know he swings over the top. I know he does. I can tell right now.
Hit a little cutter down there, do you?
No, actually, I'm duck hooking it these days. I mean, I'm coming over the top and just pulling it left.
Can't be playing those titleist blades anymore.
I got to get away from those. They're killing me.
Absolutely.
Maybe a little tour edge action for Frank Bassett. Ross Smith, so what does this mean? This is huge for you guys.
Fourth edition of the championship.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hello to Brendan here because we've been friends for a long time, and he comes from a great place down there in French Lick. But, you know, what this has done for the community, the Whirlpool Corporation and then KitchenAid putting this thing together has been so big for the great southwest of Michigan. And, you know, I'm a small-town guy, and this is a small town. And you can't start talking about the senior PGA, the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, without talking about the volunteers. 1,700 volunteers again this year.
Huge.
And if we don't have them, we have nothing. So they've done a great job, and we're just really proud of them. But, you know, to have the greatest players in Champions Golf out here, you know, for the fourth time with more to come in the future, it's just something for us to look forward to, and we're just all very proud to be able to host this event.
Well, this golf course, this is my first time to Michigan, basically, outside of business trips over the years, in and out of Detroit, period. But in Ann Arbor.
Welcome to God's country, my man.
This is gorgeous up here. And I've seen the course a little bit, because we've had some weather the past couple of days, but now it's clearing up. It'll be beautiful. It's going to be in the 80s this week on this golf course. But I've never seen, it's so picturesque. And I'm out on tour week in and week out on PGA Tour events. And this floored me. It's gorgeous.
Well, you know, what's very interesting, there's 535 acres, and the Whirlpool Corporation, Jeff Fettig, just gave Jack Nicklaus a blank slate and told him to go ahead and do what he wanted, take what he needed. And my elevator speech, and I love talking about Harbor Shores, it's become very important to me, is that we can't be stereotyped into a Parkland-style golf course or a Link-style golf course. We've got four distinct, unique areas of our golf course. Holes through 1 through 6, it's our outward 6 holes. I just say they're just great Nicklaus design golf holes. And then you go underneath 63 into Gene Clark Park, and we've got 7, 8, 9, and we call those our dunes holes. The seventh hole is a 436-yard dogleg right up with a green sitting up on top of looking at Lake Michigan. A lot of people says it looks like La Hinch or some other places like that. So 7, 8, 9, those are our dunes holes. Then you take a little ride and go up to number 10. 10 through 13 are our woodlands holes. And we're in Michigan, and these are very, very much Michigan-style golf holes, tree-lined, elevation drops. Then you come down past the North Shore Inn and the North Pier Brewery.
Great beer.
Which, how unique is that to have something like that on your golf course? And a lot of people stop in there. And then 13 through 18 are our river holes, and they wrap around the Paw River and come back in. So there's a little something for everybody when you play Harbor Shores. After the first championship, I had an opportunity to take Mr. Nicklaus around the golf course, and when he walked on the fifth green, he says, man, I must have been in my bury an elephant in the green mode when I was here. So we went back, and we've taken a little bit of slope out of a few of the greens, about 5 of them, and I think the players have now become very receptive to our golf course. You know, as far as the golf course is concerned, we've had 3 champions. We had Roger Chapman, who was basically an unknown, came over here and just set it on fire and won. What was unique is then he went over to the other side of Michigan and won the U.S. Senior Open that year, which was unique.
Wonderful man, too.
Great guy. Came back in 14. Colin Montgomery came in here, never won on American soil. He won here at the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, and then a month later he went and won the U.S. Open.
And then a year later won at our place.
And won at your place.
Absolutely.
And then obviously Rocco came in here last year, and I don't know how good his game had been, but all of a sudden he shoots 19 under par and just blows the field away. So we've got 3 great champions. We're looking forward to another great champion this year. I don't think we can stereotype again what kind of player can win. I think Roger hit it pretty straight. Short game was excellent. Colin Montgomery, everything drops to the right for him, and I think his eye really kind of fits this golf course. But Rocco moves it the other way, and he found a way to win here. So I don't really think length is all that important here. It's just being able to second-shot golf course and then being able to putt well.
Now, when you guys first opened up this golf course, you're talking about the greens. Tell us the story about Mr. Nicklaus and Mr. Miller on the 10th green making a putt there.
I don't know if we have enough time to tell the whole story.
I want to hear this story.
Okay.
I know you were there. I want to hear
it. You're actually in the mural at the North Shore.
Yes, I saw
it last night.
Yes, I am. So, probably the greatest grand opening of a golf course anywhere in America when you've got Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, Arnold Palmer, and Johnny Miller. and they were playing for charity, and they were playing a two-man scramble, changing partners after every six holes. So when they got to the 10th hole, Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus were playing against Johnny Miller and Arnold Palmer. They both had knocked it on the 10,500-square-foot, three-tiered green at Harbor Shores.
10,500.
Supposedly the largest green at that time that Nicklaus had ever created.
That's huge.
And so Johnny Miller and Arnold Palmer have a 105-foot putt up an 8-foot embankment with three breaks, and Arnold hits it, and it gets halfway up the hill, and it rolls back to him. So Johnny's standing there, and now they're asking Jack if he'd been drinking the night before when he designed the golf hole. And so the crowd's really starting to get into it.
And there was a huge crowd.
5,000 people.
Yeah.
And they're just, everybody's starting to razz a little bit, and Johnny Miller starts hollering for his son to bring his 60-degree wedge because he was going to hit a chip shot instead of putt it. And Mr. Nicklaus was standing up on top of the tier, and he said, no, 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 no. He says, because he didn't want him to take a divot because everybody played the hole. So he said, well, the putt's not that hard. And Johnny said, well, yeah, it is. So he walks down the hill. He slams his ball down. Never been on the green before. Takes one look, hits it, goes up all the way up the hill. Boom, knocks it in. Hans Haseman, yeah. Mark Haseman's son, was caddying, ran over and pulled the pin out, hits the back of the hole and goes up. And I think it's been like 4 million views, you know, around the world of people looking at
it. So, and Johnny Miller's response was?
Johnny, he shrugged his shoulders. Tom Watson was bowing to Nicklaus when he came up the hill.
That's hilarious.
That's the mural that was in the North Shore.
Yeah. We've been to North Shore twice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good place. Right.
So, but anyway, in all my golf experience, and it wasn't even a shot that counted in the tournament, it's the greatest golf memory I've ever had.
Oh, it's great.
That's an incredible
Thank
story.
Thank you for sharing that.
That's incredible. We're talking with Ross Smith. He's the director of golf here at this gorgeous Benton Harbor Golf Course.
Harbor Shores.
And if our listeners out there, you need to make a trip up here because this is a checkoff of a bucket list trip. From what I've seen, this area, it's like Malibu, California. The look over Lake Michigan, it's gorgeous. The homes are like Malibu homes.
And you've seen this all mature. I mean, what's it like for you and in your career to see this whole area blossom?
Well, I was here in fall of 2007 when they just had poles where the golf course was supposed to go. I actually thought they'd lost their mind because it was really bad. It was really bad. The one thing I can tell you as far as the debris, the contaminated soil that they had to take off the property, I've been told that if you took Notre Dame football stadium from end zone to end zone and went up seven stories, over 100 yards and seven stories,
wow.
That's how much debris and trash they had to take off the property. Our 14th hole was a Mercury Superfund cleanup site that still is tested, but everything's good there. The 15th hole was the city dump. So it's been a great reclamation.
You know, Trinity Forest is built. The new golf course they just played the Byron Nelson they competed last week, is built on a landfill. It's built on a total landfill, and there's no forest. It's just forest around it, of course. But
what's the other thing that's really amazing about what's going on in the great southwest of Michigan is that this is wine country for Michigan.
Notice that.
And we have probably, I would guess, 20 wineries within 15 miles of here. We've got breweries that are popping up everywhere, just like North Pier.
Right.
And then you turn around, and then we've got Journeyman Distillery down in Three Oaks is really good golfer, Billy Welter. You probably know the Welter family. So this part of the country has become a great destination. We've got people that are getting married here, coming from Chicago, Indianapolis. It's kind of a focal point to come here, and everybody seems to have a really good time.
And that's your big draw. I mean, if you're coming from Indy, Chicago, Detroit,
well,
your destination.
Where's the best? Okay, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I want to fly in and South Bend's the best place to fly into for a guy.
Midway,
trip.
It took us an hour and 15 minutes to get here from Midway.
Simple and easy from Midway. Yeah. So, you know, Southwest, boom, Midway, easy.
Great place for a buddy trip, man. This is amazing.
Really
and there's some fabulous golf courses besides Harbor Shores in this area. We played Lake Michigan Hills the other day.
That was great.
That's a great track.
Great track.
You know, Point of Woods is right around the corner.
Lost Dunes. Lost Dunes and Dunes are both in the top 100.
Yeah.
And the Dunes is only a 9-hole golf course, and it's in the top 100.
It's a fabulous place. We were going to play it the other day, but it rained out. So it's great.
Yep, we did.
Ross, we wish you the absolute best of success this week in this wonderful championship. The reflection of your efforts and everybody around here, you can see it at every corner. You have 1,700 volunteers, but your team and your staff has done a wonderful job.
Our staff does a good job, but I have to take my hat off to the PGA of America.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
We've got five people that are here year-round, and they come in and
they make it
Ryan Ogle, Brandon Haney, Brent Curtis. They make it pretty seamless for us, along with Kerry Haig and David Charles and Julius Mason and the whole host of guys.
Right
the whole crowd.
So we're very fortunate and we're very proud.
Ross, thank you so much for joining us on Golf Talk America.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Play
good
well today.
You.
And your pro is today?
Colin Montgomery.
There you go. Wish
man.
Him our best from French Lick, Indiana.
Absolutely.
And we played together. Hold on a second. We played together in Belreef.
Yes, we
did. With Mike Reed.
Yes, we did.
Maybe the pro-am there.
Radar.
Bless.
Radar.
What
Radar.
A wonderful
Radar.
Man he is. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, everybody, don't go anywhere. We will be back, I should say, with a very special guest coming up. Mr. Rocco Mediate is going to join us here in the Media Center on Golf Talk America. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Golf Talk America, live from the Media Center, the 2018 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. What?
What's that music? What the hell is that?
What? That was my blender music.
Okay, just checking.
That was my blender music.
I was expecting Rush or something in my...
Well, I was thinking about AC/DC or
Rush,
you know,
Rush.
Motley Crue.
Yeah.
You know?
2112.
Yeah. That's
Iron Maiden.
We could
do something.
My favorite.
How about Mar Staying the Time? He's going to be here this week.
Is
that,
he?
Yeah. He's going to be here Thursday night, I think, for
Yates.
The party. That's going to be good.
He's a man.
That voice you hear is somebody very special to us at Golf Talk America and at SecretGolf.com also with Mr. Elkington, who's we're in partnership with Golf Talk America and Secret Golf now.
I'm excited about
this
that.
This Rocco Mediate.
I'm the new guy in that deal right now. So.
You're the new guy.
The newest.
The new secret golfer.
The new addition.
Yes.
And you know, what's so funny, Rocco, and thank you for taking time off the range to join us.
No problem.
What's so funny is you, at the Kmart Greater Greensboro Open in 1993, you won with a birdie on the fourth extra hole over... some Australian
I can't remember.
Dude.
It wasn't real important. I think it was. It probably was elk. Yeah, I think
half,
so.
Yeah,
they're
player.
Very unimportant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
Never really did anything.
Elk, this is for you. We love you, pal.
Or what's left of them.
Oh, elk's great.
Yeah.
Elk's great. Hey,
the
so
best.
So how's it going, man? You're playing well.
Everything's good. Everything's good this year. I'm
looking great too.
Very, very
you look
fit.
Good.
Very fit for me.
What? Who's
I know.
That
I,
belt.
I got nothing.
Where'd that
these
belt
are
come
all.
From?
These are all.
That's not. That's not one of...
This is Fleming's out of this.
Oh, it is. That's
Fleming's.
Good looking.
This is my man, Bobby Child, yeah.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Good looking.
Absolutely.
This guy always dresses well.
For 100 years.
Yeah. So what's going on with your game? What's the best part? What are you working
everything's
on?
Everything's good. I have more motion now. Everything's faster. I think Martin calls me Benjamin Button, so I'm getting younger as I get older. So.
Well, you look great, man. Tan, fit.
Yeah,
we saw
thing.
Each other in Tucson just recently at...
Yeah.
Bob's Steakhouse, which is a great little spot at the Omni Hotel and Resort in Tucson. At the
another fine Garden. Sponsor of Golf Talk America.
Well, they're a great, Omni's a great sponsor of ours, and we appreciate
good
it, as well as Pure Michigan. That event, by the way, congratulations to them. It's just an offshoot of this interview. They were looking for a sponsor. It was the Conquistador Classic for years and years. They have Coligard now, so good on Coligard Classic for stepping up and sponsoring that tournament. Fun place to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
In the desert.
So last year here, or 2 years ago,
at
the Harbor Shores here, champion.
Took it home.
Yeah.
Took it home.
Yeah, that was a out of the blue one there. The scores everybody shot, really. It was, because this golf course is not, it's a pretty good golf course. It's kind of evil. The green sights are evil.
Yeah.
So you have to know what's going on and know where to miss, and short games better be good or you're out of here quick.
But along with that championship becomes, you're part of a pretty special fraternity here, joining the KitchenAid family.
Yeah,
and you came back for the Boys and Girls Club event last August.
That's a lot of folks. They
amazing,
do a huge event.
Amazing, everything's amazing that they do. KitchenAid and all the stuff they do, and then partnering with the PGA, it's insane what they've done for us.
So when you won this thing in 2016, I mean, you blistered the field.
Yeah, well, I don't know what happened. I really have no explanation for that. a lot
except
of fairways,
you just played well.
Mostly greens and most putts. Went in, which you have to do, obviously. But, yeah, that was, who knew?
It
who
helps.
Knew? Who knew?
Fairways, greens, and putts.
Yeah,
that always helps.
But this place demands that, so we'll see.
Yeah. The course is, you've been out there practicing. You've been on the range today. The course is a little soft right now,
I guess.
It's
really wet, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been on the course yet. I've been playing the pro-am in a little bit, but it's pretty wet. But it'll dry. It's sand. It's right in the lake, so it should be fine.
You need a filler in the pro-am with your group. I'll be happy.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, come on out.
I'll
I don't
loop,
care how
I'll
many
loop
guys.
For you.
Yeah, I don't know how many guys because we're in carts, but the carts will be on the pass, so I'll do the walk and Martin can drive the cart.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be
best driving carts.
Cart's good for you.
Yeah,
cart's good for me too.
Pond's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't say that. I'm duck hooking my ball right now, so
right.
I don't want to talk about that. So what do you feel about this golf course? I mean, you've won on it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the the biggest pro and the biggest con of this golf course?
Well, it gives you room to drive, but then it narrows. The green sights are, like I said, they're quadrants. So there's, if you're in the wrong quadrant, you're done. You can't hardly make a par. You can't make a four. You can't two putt from some spots. You just can't. I mean, you can, but it's insane. But if you miss the ball in the wrong place, you can't pitch the ball close to the hole. It's literally impossible. Really? Not on every green, but a lot of them.
Well, remember in the old days, the old TPC Sawgrass.
Yeah,
it was like that a lot too in the early years.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is that kind of place where if you're missing the ball around pin high or short, you can play all day here. But anything offline or in the wrong quadrant, it's no fun. It's no fun.
Now,
you really have to have control this week.
Your place, French Lick, Pete Dye course at French Lick. Mm-hmm. Rocco's been up there.
I liked it too.
That's
a nasty place, but I've always liked Pete's work though. So none of his stuff's ever. I've never not liked it. One of my favorites in the world is Long Cove and Hilton.
Oh yeah, sure.
Maybe my favorite course of his. Maybe. It's definitely one of the top two or three.
Well, what's so funny about the course at French Lick is you walk to the back tees. It's 8102, I believe.
Yeah.
8102 from the back tees.
And you guys are playing it right around 64, give or take?
Yeah.
No, we were playing it longer than that.
Well, it feels
that's
like
the women that played at 64.
You know what? We were around, we were 71, 72. At least 71.
Yeah. 71.
Who brought him?
I don't know.
We picked him up.
He's a stand-in.
Thanks. I'm leaving.
He's just blistered. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Let's, you're
welcome back anytime you want.
Yes.
We'll play from the tips.
KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship 2018 edition. Rocco Mediate joining us live in the Media Center. Rocco, I want to jump to what you're doing now with my good friend Steve Elkington.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Secret Golf tie-in and you're new with them.
We did some stuff like 5 years ago. Elk and I did it at Fox Chapel. I think it was 5 years ago.
The big show type thing?
Yeah, but we did some stuff, some video stuff, and he posted. It was pretty fun. And Elk does a good job with that. As you know, he's quite animated. And,
yes.
But he does a good job. He really knows what he's talking about, and he's always known what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And always been a good friend, and I've always just liked being around him. And then when's the last time I saw Mr. Burke? I saw Mr. Burke in after the 2001 Open, U.S. Open at Tulsa.
Okay.
Southern Hills.
Jackie Burke,
Jackie Burke.
Yeah. Great Jackie Burke.
So I called Elk because I know he's, I miss him out here playing, but he's so busy with his stuff. And it's really, Secret's doing really well. I mean, it's really cool. But anyway, I text him. I said, hey, what are you doing Tuesday? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday I went down? I think it was Wednesday. What are you doing Wednesday? I want to come see Jack and then you if you're there. Something like that. Because I haven't seen Mr. Burke forever. And I wanted to see him.
Man.
And I saw him in the late 80s, and then I saw him again in 2000. I don't think I've seen him since then, give or take. And going to see Mr. Burke is first of all, it's a treat, and it's such a pleasure. And when you go see him, all you have to do is say hello, and then he starts.
Yes.
And so you sit in the office like everybody's told the stories, and he remembered stuff that him and I talked about in the late 80s about putting.
Yeah.
Wow. I went to see him. I went down there to see him. And we just talked about just his stories. I mean, one of the things he said, it was really cool. I don't carry, everybody has those alignment sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've never carried those. I never like to. And I remember from out of the blue, we're sitting in the office. He goes, son, nothing is a straight line in this world. Everything's round. You don't carry those straight sticks, do you? I went, no. He goes, you see what I'm saying? Little things like that. He goes, everything's round. The golf swing's round. Everything's round. It's on a plane, blah, blah. There's no straight things. We don't do straight. So then you go out in the rain. So now I'm nervous. See?
Oh, yeah.
See, now I'm nervous. See, I don't want to be nervous. But around Jack and around Elk, too, you get nervous because it's intimidating, right?
Oh, yeah.
And just hitting shots and, you see him back there talking and, you just, whatever he says, you just, because he's, I asked him one question that was really cool in the office before he went out. I said, so who impressed you the most when you went out to play? He goes, I didn't go out to get impressed. I went out to impress. I went, oh. I mean.
That's the attitude you should have.
Think about that for a second.
That's a great attitude.
Oh, he's going to ask him about Walter Hagen, because I've always liked Walter Hagen. I said, so, what about Walter Hagen? He goes, well, I don't really know him. Well, what did you think about him? He goes, I didn't pay any attention. See, because
that's great. That's great
but
response.
See, I'm exactly. But
now you're really on edge. You're like, well.
But the stuff. So, the main thing I wanted to do was when I went over to putt, We went over to putt. Now I'm literally like, oh, here we go. Now I'm going to get my butt handed to me. And he just talked about rolling it and just everyone's so mechanical. You know, it's changed. The game has changed. It's all, you know, it's all mechanical. And the stuff he talks about with the feel and how the face rotates, Elk did the same thing, too, when we went out and played after. Actually, Elk showed me a couple of things that have made a big difference in the last – last week I putted my butt – I putted really good last week, which is right after I saw them.
Yeah, you did putt well.
But just talking to him about that, and then I had – and then Mr. Burke hit a few putts, which I just sat there. It's just gorgeous, real soft, and the hands actually have some motion in them. They're not cement.
Right. Yeah.
And that's how I would like to feel anyway when I play. So it just made – it just solidified what I was thinking, too. And then Jackie said, that looks good. Just take that to the course. I went, could you put that in writing, and could I record that that you said that looks good?
Just that looks good.
Because the last time I went there – in the 80s when I first went there.
Uh-oh.
He grabbed me like, you know how the stories. He grabbed me and he said, what? I was hitting some putts like this. And I was just banging five-footers like this. And he goes, and he grabbed me and he just kind of hit me in the chest. Not hard, but hard enough to make me go, what the hell was that all about? Did you feel that? And I went, yes, sir, I felt that. He goes, I want you to feel pain when you're out here. Don't go through this crap and just hit putts. I want you to feel this. And he goes, what the heck are you doing here? I said, well, Mr. Burke, if I knew what I was doing, I wouldn't have come here. And he looked at me and he went, we're going to get along just fine. This was 30 years ago.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, so you always remember the things. And he was one of the best ever. I mean, he's one of the best putters ever. And, you know, he won a lot of golf tournaments, won the Masters. I mean, it was ridiculous what he did. And they didn't play as much as we did. You know, he didn't play 25, 30. You know, there wasn't them. And they drove. I mean,
the travel was brutal.
It was a nightmare. He was telling us stories about that. I mean, what they did compared to what we do was really hard compared to what we do as far as the travel part. But just listening to him talk. And then Elk would get in there and say, what do you think about that? What do you think about that? And I'm like, oh, please stop asking questions.
Stand back and listen.
Please tell me I'm fine so I can leave. No. So, but it's you don't get to do that very often. And to get better, you have to do things that maybe are out of your way or
out of your comfort zone.
And going to talk to both of them, and you know, Al concluded, you get the truth coming back pretty quick. But the bottom line is, and what Mr. Burke says is, it's a natural game. Just play your natural, do your natural thing.
Swing.
Do it. Yeah. Obviously, it works. You know, kind of works. You know, over the years, and we know it doesn't work all the time. But spending time with him, he's still sharp as he's sharp.
Is he? I've got to get out there.
So he's, but he just watches and says certain things. He had me hit balls. He goes, okay, give me a 10-finger grip here. I'm like, what? He goes, I want you to hit this driver with 10, you know, baseball grip. Well, I haven't done that in 200 years, right? I used to when we practiced. Faree would make me do that. Jimmy Faree would. And I hit a couple, and I hit them pretty good. The first one I was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss. And I hit it pretty good. And Alex said, what are you getting him to do that for, Jack? He goes, I just wanted to see if he could do it. It's all feel.
It is all feel at
things
that point,
like that. You know, things, do they mean anything? Yeah, obviously they do, or he wouldn't have said to do it.
That, you know, people forget, too, and I don't mean to interrupt your story.
No.
But Elk was such a great player in his day.
Yeah,
and the swing was
still
just.
Is.
He still is. And the swing was unbelievable. I mean, how many wedges does Elk own?
I don't even know.
It's. I mean, it would fill my home.
I always talk to him about when he won the PGA, I always say this every time I see him. I remember that shot you hit on, 13, the par 4, in the last round. The pin's in the back, in the front left, before they ruined the green, back when it was what George Thomas built. I always talk about that swing because I remember watching it on TV because I was hurt that year. And but yeah, it's fun to be involved with them. It's fun to be involved with Elk, first of all, and then you know Mr. Burke's here. And obviously, you don't see him as much as you'd like to, but.
Sure.
Those things most people don't get to do.
Oh.
It's such a, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm very fortunate to be able to say to Steve, I'd like to come see you guys and talk to Jackie. And I mean, I would have sat in the office for 10 days.
Sure.
I just sat there and talked and looked at the pictures. And I've been there before. And you hear the story. The door's always open. And, you know, he still goes through the membership there, and if you're a new member, he's the one who you have to go through. How about having that deal?
Oh, no, thank you. That would be tough.
Yeah, but so he still does it. He still does it all. And he said something really cool. He goes, you know, Jimmy and I built Champions, and I think 57 they opened. I think that's what he told me. I think it was 57. And he goes, you know, since 1957, we've never had an assessment. Think about that for a second.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
But he does everything
meticulous
like it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
And most people don't. You know, most people don't. They just don't. And Jackie, and you can see why Steve's the way he is a lot, too. Because basically, Jackie pretty much raised him.
Yeah, he did.
So there's no bull crap going on around there. Mm-hmm. It's the truth. You hear the truth, and whether it's good or bad, you hear the truth.
Well,
and that's why I like to go there.
you need more of that today in this game.
Oh, you definitely need more of
it today. I mean, everybody's almost like a little robot.
But the lesson, I bet you I didn't hit 7 balls or 8 balls in front of Jack. He just looked and watched, and he goes, yeah, a little softer here, a little softer there. They'll do this a little bit there. Nothing like, there's no like, oh, the club's going, no.
Yeah.
It's like little this, little that.
Your two degrees open.
There's none of that. There's no Trackmans on the range for him. Yeah. There's none of that. Although I do like it.
I do get into it sometimes. I was standing there watching you on the range, and you were talking to Trackman. You said, what are you giving me that number for?
Exactly.
That was so funny.
I do talk to it a little bit. And then we went out and played. Just Elk and I and a couple of his and some of the secret guys went out and played 9 holes, and it was great. You know, it was just great to go out and hit some shots and see what, you know. But Elk and I worked on some putting for maybe 15 minutes, but it hit. It hit.
Well, I got to tell you, Steve and we hit it off. We became friends.
Yeah.
And then we took Golf Talk America and Secret Golf, secretgolf.com, where you are.
Yeah.
The instruction, just being able to watch, you know, how do you set up? How does Rocco do this?
So ridiculous because I didn't really know the whole – I knew what he did.
Yeah.
I didn't know how he did it
and
how you can do it. That's what – I went – so I can pop on there and say, okay, I want to learn how to hit a bunker shot, start from scratch.
Yeah.
I can pick my player, and if I pick, say, Duffner, I'll say I want Duffner beginning bunker. I get to see him – show me how to set up.
Yeah.
Show me how to whatever.
Not an instructor.
It's kind of
the actual reality.
It's kind of ridiculously cool, and he came up with this a long time ago, and you know it's work. It's going to work because that's where it's all at.
It's huge. I mean, the number of players.
Number
of players that are coming into Secret Golf now. Us being part of Secret Golf, we'll be the podcast radio side of Secret Golf now. Golf Talk America will, and then our other friends will be doing some news on the other side of that. So
well, it's going to be fun because I obviously like to talk, and I do things a little differently than most, I would say. Maybe not. But it's going to be fun to get that out there so it helps.
I can't wait to see all of them.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll start doing some. We did some years ago. Well, we haven't done any in years.
Steve and I are working on, you know, of course, the big show that he does.
Right.
And that tractor trailer is just
Of course it's called the big show.
We're going to be doing the live Golf Talk America from the big show at special events now moving forward.
Cool.
So that's going to be really cool. So we'll be out there with you guys.
I always would say, what are you doing? Why aren't you playing? And I get it now.
Yeah.
We can't. Because, first of all, absolutely lives and breathes this stuff, which you have to do what he's doing. And I see now why he chose this. He gets to stay home. He's with the family. You know,
he's out with his kid on the range.
I miss that. And his boy is...
He's a player.
I watched him hit some balls,
He was hitting that 4-iron. How far?
Yeah, I was kind of...
calls me from the range.
Yeah, I was kind of... disheartening a little, actually, tell the truth. But it was so much fun to watch. Yeah, just and such a sweet kid. I mean, obviously he's going to be with
Elk is a sweetheart too. People don't realize how sweet a guy he really is.
I don't think you really want to get him angry at you. I've never had that happen. I'm probably not going to try that.
No. Well, you know, when his chairman of the board, his name is Vito.
That's why I really like him. See, he's smart. He's got guys with vowels. He's got guys with vowels.
Guys with vowels. Brendan, I'm sorry. Brendan Sweeney from the French Resort.
I'm just kicking back.
Yeah, we're having some fun here. Rocco Mediate's joining us live in the media center. We took him away.
I'm fine. Don't worry about
from me. From the range.
It doesn't take long to warm up.
The Pro-Am won't start without you. That's for sure.
No, it won't start without
you. I'm on two anyway. It's just a 6-iron shot, so no big deal.
There you go.
Yeah, and the Pro-Am. So we just look around again. I know the place pretty well. It's just going to be a little more wet starting out, probably.
It is wet out there.
Play with Paul Levy, Jeff Noll, Daryl Carroll, and Bob McFeeder.
Not Paul. I think my back's acting up. I might have to withdraw.
Uh-oh.
Here's your shot.
There's my shot.
Can you imagine them showing up?
He and I will go over to the dunes and play nine.
Exactly.
Right. But, everything's going good. I mean, like I said, I'm excited about Secret Golf.
It's fun to
be a part of that. You know, like I said, I've always been intrigued by Elk and the way he does things. And I've known him since, good Lord, 80. We never met in college because he was in the big Division I school. I was in then we never really, I never knew him until I think we met in 85.
He went to Houston, and they won a few
tournaments, yeah, and they had some decent players in Houston. Fair. Decent. Yeah.
So did you ever,
they weren't bad.
Did you ever think that when you were a mock back at Southern Florida, Florida Southern,
right,
that you'd be playing in the Pro-Am with Lee Jansen, another champion? You know, you're looking 40 years down
no,
the road.
No, Lee and I, like I said, probably my closest friend. We went to school together, and we never I mean, how do you think that's going to happen?
We're just your team was loaded back
we
then.
We had DeMarco Dawson's there. He's out here with us, too. He played the tour. A bunch of kids since. But
won a national championship?
Yeah, I didn't. I never did. We finished second. They won all the national championships. Once I left, they did great.
Morale. A booster.
But, no, Lee and I mean, Lee was always really good. And Lee was always – we were the opposite. I was, like, happy, throw around, I don't care. He was, like, in – you know, he was just a different type of the way he plays. And it didn't surprise me that he won opens and tournaments at all. It surprised me how long it took him to get on tour. It took him a couple tries.
Sure.
That surprised me. That's just how hard it is. But once he got out here, he won in the first year and a half, 2 years he was out here. But it's been fun. We've had a lot of fun, and we're having a lot of fun now, too. We play a lot in practice rounds and stuff.
Do you know who else was down there when they were there?
No.
Mr. Goulet.
Yeah.
Rob Goulet was there?
Yeah.
Not Rob.
Hey, just a little college in Lakeland, Florida.
We kind of like to not say that.
No wonder.
It was back when he had hair.
Yeah.
You know, Rob,
I haven't seen
Rob
him in forever.
A little chilly.
That's a good
thing.
We
just saw him at the Players' Championship.
I haven't saw him forever.
They're in the Marriott Sawgrass.
A lot
the bar,
of fun.
Imagine that.
Yeah, those guys were fun. All the Theta Chi's then. Marco was a Theta Chi.
Babineau was there too, right?
Yeah, Babs was there. I painted, you know, they had to carry their jewels around, which was a brick.
Right.
Okay, so I was in charge of painting, which was a nightmare. But I like to do that stuff. And they had to carry him around doing rush and stuff like that,
sure,
which was, you know, it's a brick.
Right.
You know, it's just a normal brick. I had to paint the white with the red Theta Chi logos and stuff like that. But I never did the fraternity thing. I just would let everybody else do it. I just kind of hung out with them some. It was a blast.
Marco,
in my opinion, Marco was the best of all of us.
Really?
Yeah, Marco was still one of the best strikers I've ever seen, still is. But back in college, holy hell.
What sticks are you playing now?
I'm playing the Srixon irons, the 565s. Robbie Waters out there built them for me. And vertical groove driver, which I've been playing for 2 years, which I love.
I have one of those. I love that driver.
I love it. I do.
It's a great driver.
And Callaway 3-wood, Vokey wedges, Edel putter, E3. David's the greatest. He's so much fun. And getting into that world. So it's everything's fine. I just kind of play what I want.
Well, you were striping the ball out at the Omni Tucson.
Yeah, everything's good. Like I said, I've lost a lot of weight, straightened some things out.
How'd you do that?
In my world.
What's the secret?
No workouts at all since October.
No.
Just I let it rest, and I just cut out a few things.
Yeah.
There we go.
And
that a boy.
Completely cut out a few things.
I asked him in Tucson. I said, let's go. And he said, no, don't do that.
And I'll tell you what, it's I feel like $1 million. I play better. I'm clearer. Everything's good. So
makes a big difference.
It does. It makes a huge difference. I don't know how I survived before. Well, actually, I didn't. So that's good. And everything's good. Babies, I have a little 3-year-old daughter. She's fantastic. They're coming tomorrow. I have 3 older boys. Everybody's doing good, so we'll just keep it that way.
Well, I can't wait to see you on secretgolf.com and
see
you out at the big show, too. We're
going to
have some real fun with that. For our listeners, secretgolf.com, go to it and check it out because you're getting instruction, and you can pick your instruction. The database is so unbelievably detailed, searchable, and easy that you don't have an instructor telling you what to do. You see real-life golfers.
You have guys that do it when it counts.
Good point.
That's the whole... There are great teachers. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying
there
isn't.
Gotcha.
But guys that do it under the gun is when you know it works.
Yeah.
And that's a fact. Just like when you're testing a new golf club, for instance. TrackMan tells you all kinds of lovely things, right?
Well, yes, it does.
But it doesn't tell you what you're going to do when there's adrenaline and there's everything else coming at you and what the club's actually going to do. That's when you get to know. Same with teaching. They're great teachers, and they can put you in places you need to go. But when you get to go to guys who do it, major champions, a lot of major champions on Secret, they know that it works. Here's what worked for me when I had to do this, and blah, blah, blah.
TrackMan can't see the blood veins popping on your arms when you're strangling the club.
But it's just fantastic to get feedback and know what's going on, and it really is. But it doesn't have the – when they invent that, then we got a problem.
That's AI, artificial intelligence.
We got to do something ourselves.
So where do you go from here after this tournament?
I think we have a week off. And then I think Des Moines I don't even. I think Des Moines.
Great track out there.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
And the people in Iowa are very, very
great
passionate
event.
About it.
Fantastic event. Fantastic event. We love it down there. Hilly, hard to walk, which I don't mind either because it just is. But up and down. I grew up on that stuff in Greensburg. So
the next year you'll be in South Bend, Indiana for the.
Yeah.
U.S.
I think Lee and I are going to go play that tomorrow.
It's a great track.
Yeah, we're going to go down tomorrow and check
Fabulous
it out.
Fabulous track.
Yeah. Well, Core Crenshaw redid it, right?
Yeah, the Warren course.
It's got to be good if they touched it. Oh, yeah. So.
Did you catch any of the Trinity Forest, the Byron Nelson
I thought it
last
looked
week?
Great. Do you believe they built that? They had to make all – they had to move all that motion
that
in by themselves. It's ridiculous.
That was unbelievable.
It looked cool. I mean, I think it got good reviews.
I was surprised at the low scores. I really was. The wind – and the wind was kicking up the last 2 days.
Well, Aaron Weiss, hell of a player.
Aaron, how about
where
that
did
action?
He come from?
How about Oregon. That action? He looks like he's been there a million times.
Well, Leishman, of course, is part of the Secret Golf team.
Yeah.
Well, Mark was with us at the Players'
his
Championship.
His coach, that's just blanked out on this. Casey Martin.
Oh, really?
He's a coach out of Oregon.
Well, whatever that's he's right. doing, yeah. he should just keep doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
just keep doing
just,
that.
And down the, I mean, when the pressure was on, he didn't flinch.
He got better.
He did. Yeah. That's the champion.
That kid's going to be champion. That kid's gonna be dangerous. Yeah.
Rocco Mediate joining us in the Media Center. Mm-hmm. Rocco, we won't keep you. We'd love to have you all day, but you got to get out there and
anytime
hit some
you
balls
need me.
And,
hey, if Elk says to be somewhere, I'm there.
That's
I have to listen.
That's not what you said
he's,
when we were off the air.
He's actually kind of my boss now, which is kind of bad.
Oh, no.
I got to rethink this.
Reporting to a higher power.
Yeah, reporting to a higher power. Exactly. Steve Elkington. You know, Steve's a good dude. We love Steve and love Secret Golf. Rocco, we love you.
Wish you the best of luck this week.
Anytime, boys. You know where I am.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, lads.
Hey, everybody. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap this thing up live from the Media Center. Rocco Mediate joining us. And, wow, what a fun interview. We love him. And we'll be right back on PGA Tour Radio.
I met him in a bike, curious.
You have to do that. Do you have to always jump in right through the bumper music? Brendan Sweeney joining us now.
I love this song.
Oh, yeah, the blender. Right there you go.
Okay. KitchenAid blender.
Let's fade this thing out and get onto the show, okay?
Absolutely.
Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort is helping me out this week here in the Media Center at the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship at Harbor Shores. My first time up here. Gorgeous place, man. I love it up here. This is a lot of fun.
Southwestern Michigan is
beautiful.
Truly
beautiful.
A gem.
And I'm starting to clear up, I think, a little bit from the pneumonia or whatever I have.
Old man Lucas had a lot of mucus, that's for sure.
Oh, jeez. Okay. This is on PGA Tour Radio. We got to be careful with this.
This is great.
Be nice.
Hey,
be nice.
We're joined here today by
who?
Michigan's
Somebody's
finest,
here?
Brian Cairns.
Hey,
from
Brian.
Fox Woods.
Thank you.
Fox Hill.
Fox Hills.
Fox Hills.
Oh, sorry.
Rita's shirt.
Fox Hill Golf.
Fox
and
Hill.
And Banquet. And
Banquet Center, yes.
And what's the best banquet thing you got there?
What do you want?
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans.
Sunday buffet.
There we go.
11 to 3 seatings.
$24.95. Endless mimosas?
Bingo.
No. Endless mimosas?
Yeah.
We every Sunday, man. We knock them out. I mean, it's unbelievable. You have 1,000 cars going down that driveway every Sunday. It's
really?
I tell you what, this place is rocking and rolling.
That's amazing.
It's awesome.
Just outside of Northville, Michigan.
Plymouth, Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, right in Plymouth. That's a great place. We've been to Detroit. I've been to Detroit a few times with the Novi Golf Show. Been here a few times with the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, as well as a couple fundraisers for the Boys and Girls Club of Benton Harbor, St. Joe's. But you are truly the master when it comes to pure Michigan and pure Michigan golf. You've played them all. We had Charlie Olson here. His dad's a pro up in Mackinac.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen him grow up, and that's been a great thing.
Hit it farther and farther and farther.
Oh, no kidding.
You going to play with us this year, Charlie? Okay, good. But, yeah, I mean, if you truly want to come and spend a month in Michigan, you won't hit all the best golf courses.
It's amazing.
It really is, as you know. I mean, northern Michigan in the summer is probably the best slice of heaven anywhere in the world. It'd be, you know, anywhere from, of course, we can't play Crystal Downs this time of year, but you can get on there at some point in time. But then you've got all the Bay Harbor, all the Boeing courses, all the, you know, treetops.
And we're swinging up today. We're leaving here, slamming the trunk, heading up to Acadia. Got to check that place out.
Unbelievable. New course opening up there in August. Just what a phenomenal facility. Place I'm affiliated with golf-wise and membership-wise. Forest Dunes, The Loop, which is just
that new Doke.
Unbelievable.
Now, is Forest Dunes and the Dunes are two separate courses?
Yeah, or? Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. The Dunes Club is right here.
Okay, Dunes is nine holes.
It's nine holes, right.
Well, Forest Dunes is a Tom Doke in Rose Common, Michigan.
Ross Common,
Ross Common.
The first course was done by Weisskopf. Typical 18 holes, some in the trees, some open to sandy areas, but Doke did it The second and third course, I call them, because it's one course. You play clockwise one day, then you play a counterclocks the next day, counterclockwise. And it's a masterpiece. It's really unbelievable.
Then we leave here and we go to the Grand Traverse Resort.
Bingo. We're playing the Michigan Open this year.
That's awesome.
Which is a lot of cool memories, cool place. But not to belittle where we are here, this is a pretty awesome place.
It's beautiful.
And the tour players all think about it. They go, like, which way is the wind going? How is seven playing?
Seven, dogleg right going up the hill, right up to the bluff.
I played it Sunday and I couldn't get home in two.
And you hit the ball well.
Yeah, I think it. But it's long.
But uphill, par four, right?
Yeah, right into
right
the
to Lake Michigan.
Right into the mouth of a lion.
36.
436.
It's just that you have to go this way to go that way.
Water on
that
the right.
That would be left to
left
go
to
right.
go right.
Okay.
And the second shot's up about 9 yards up into a Lake Michigan wind.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, so thanks for playing.
Well, this is great. How many obviously, club professional national championships. You played
lots.
Dozens of those.
Yep, yep.
And now you're in your golden years of playing in the senior side.
Fourth one here. Yeah, it's really. It's the marquee event of the year for us.
Yeah.
Club professionals. You know, trying to get here and you know hopefully try to squeeze in the senior British or the senior U.S. But that takes away from what I really love to do is teach. But. This is our marquee event, and it's great. It's great to have affiliation with the PGA Tour and have those guys. Those guys don't show up. We don't exist.
Right.
So, and they're really good. They're really good about it. They know what the event is. It's our event. They're great. They're really good about showing up and playing.
That's perfect. Well, we're here with Brian. He's a great guy. I've known you for a very long time.
Yep.
2008. That goes back some years, back when I had a full head of hair.
Well, we just had Rocco on a few minutes ago.
Wow. I'm just a knockoff of
no,
Rocco.
No. Not a bit.
You could be a stunt double.
What stunt double for Rocco?
I played with Rocco in college a lot. You know, teed. He had the gold around his neck. And
yeah, Rocco was. Yeah.
He was really good back then, man. Let me tell you what. He's not good now.
Where'd you play college golf?
He's good now.
I was at Tampa for a year, and then I went down to Barry, down to Miami.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Very good.
Same time he was there and Jansen was there and Marco Dawson's like couldn't beat those guys.
Jeff Babineau, he was under too.
Yeah.
Just a small little college
small
in Lakeland,
world.
Florida.
They had this great team. Charlie Matlock, the coach. Yep.
The Mox.
Yep, the Mox.
The Mox.
Yep.
So what do you think about this course? I mean, what is critical mass number one swing thought to play this golf course?
Well, obviously you have to hit in the fairway to get it on the correct part of the green. And you get in the correct part of the green, you saw what Rocco did a few years ago. You can shoot 16, 18 under, and they probably will. This year maybe 14, 15 because the length, the conditions
right.
will be a little
soft.
Different. But you have to hit a lofted club in every green to get it in the right quadrant. That's Nicklaus. And everybody's like, oh, the greens are over the top. I'm like, if you just digest every green and treat it as a separate green, they're like any other
and
golf
these,
course.
These greens are pretty big.
They're huge.
Yeah.
So, like the 10th green has three different greens.
Oh, it's three different holes.
But it's cool. I mean, where else would you get something like that? I think it's the coolest thing, you know, on this side of the state.
That's where Jack Nicklaus hit a 105-foot putt.
First take.
Yeah.
Boom. It's like, we're trying to hit it the other day. My caddy goes, hey, pull out your wedge and chip it up that hill because you can't hit it up that. I couldn't swing hard enough.
Yeah.
So I was hitting wedges
it's a full turn.
In front of the green, yeah. But, I mean, everyone's like, well, it's controversial. I'm like, yeah, but every golf course you play, I don't care if you're playing Royal Dornoch, that is the 14th hole. It's controversial.
Well, so was Olympic in the U.S. Open, if you recall, years ago when the pin was all the
18.
Way at the back. 18, all the way at the back, and everybody would putt up to it, and it would come back off the front of the green.
Right.
That's when Payne Stewart and all of them said, this is an unfair pin placement.
Well, you do what John Daly did. You hit the ball while moving, take your one-stroke penalty, and make it in the hole, and you're like, you're ahead of the field.
Exactly.
Right?
That's a good point.
Smart
That's
guy.
A good point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, John's not dumb. He's from Arkansas.
That's
yeah,
right.
So am I. So, you know, what the heck. Hey, thank you for coming in here and joining us.
Thank you.
How's your game? What's the strongest part of your game?
Chipping and putting. And you know what? I think the harder the golf course, the more advantage I have. Not that I have an advantage on anybody in the field, but I don't hit it very far off the tee. I don't hit it exactly perfectly straight. I'm a decent iron player, but chipping and putting is my forte. So
what kind of putter do you use?
An old Odyssey. It's like a knockoff of a Tri-Hot.
Okay.
It's an old, the hard face. You know, I'm old school. I like the hard face, come off hard. I don't like change putters. I've had four putters in my life, so.
Really?
That's it. I don't like change.
I think I have a garage full of putters.
I do too, but I kind of look at them and hit them once or twice. I'm like, nah.
Nah, forget it.
I'm a Seymour guy. I've played Seymour now for a long time. And
great brand, yeah.
Jim Grunberg's a good friend of mine. Yep. Franklin, Tennessee, right down the road from Nashville where I live.
Yep.
And so I go down there and tweak my putter all the time on his lasers. And it's a lot of fun. I mean,
so we're leaving here after we get done speaking with you. We're heading up north. Where are we stopping? What's a great little way to go
halfway
to get up north?
TC.
I think you stop and play Muskegon Country Club.
Oh.
What a sleeper this is.
Just north of Ludington.
You can stop and get some steelhead fishing in the Pierre Marquette first. You know, do a little flying in there and then go to Muskegon and ask.
This guy fishes with dynamite. You don't understand.
You can't fish right now. We were trying to fish yesterday in the St. Joe. It's so high. The lakes are high, and they're moving so you can't get your weight down on the bottom to get to the fish. But anyway, go check out Muskegon. It is a cool golf course.
Yeah. We're taking the scenic route up there today.
Yeah, just take a like around 31. The lake and then go by Crystal Downs and wave to Fred. And,
sure.
Take the top places. Down.
Brad Dean used to be there. Where's he now?
Brad Dean owns a golf course now. There used to be a amphitheater there too. I can't think of the name of it, but he great owns guy. It, and he's the happiest guy in the world.
He's
now.
A wonderful man.
He's a great man, great man.
And that's the great thing about the Michigan section of the PGA. The guys are all great guys. Yep. We had the opportunity to host the 2010 Club Pro Championship, and then the Senior PGA in 15, and then just meeting you guys on the road.
Yeah.
And just the camaraderie that you guys have as golf professionals.
Last night after the pairing party, we met you already knew him. The executive director of this section, the Michigan section, last night. He was going to come on the show.
Just saw him out there.
Was he?
Kevin Holm.
Yep.
Yeah we played over the Reach program yesterday, and Jeff Fettig is, obviously just stepped down as the CEO of KitchenAid, but chairman of the tournament, and he's done so much for
golf. It's a ball of energy, man.
I mean, this guy is like, wow. What he's done for Michigan golf down here is...
Well, I'm totally shocked. This is, again, my first time to be here in Michigan, and I've never been in this area of the country. And it's just, I'm blown away at how beautiful it is and how nice this area is.
Wait till you cruise up the coast. Do stick by the coast and wait till you see the sand dunes.
This is my driver over here.
Wait till you see the sand dunes in the west side of the state. Go up near Holland and you keep going, Saugatuck. You keep going, you're like, holy, no wonder all the Chicago people come across the lake because it's pretty special.
I thought they were all moving to Nashville.
Well, then if we have time, we have all the time in the world.
Go across the bridge.
We gotta go see Charlie's dad up in Mackinac. Yeah.
Take the ferry across that. Oh. Nice 40-degree temperature water, right, Charlie?
Well, or you can take the big ferry across, take the Badger over from Ludington, go over to Whistling Straits.
That's right.
That's okay.
Have you ever taken that before?
Yeah, that's...
That's kind of like the ferry to go from Hyannis to Martha's Vineyard?
No, this is across Lake Michigan. It's about
all the way across?
This is a few hours, yeah.
I'm not getting out in the middle of that thing. That's meaner than the Atlantic Ocean when it gets mad.
Oh, it's angry. It's angry.
That's an angry lake.
Some great fishing out there, too.
Oh, my. The Kings. Oh, boy, boy. Coho. Huh, Charlie? Look at Charlie back there shaking his head. And I tell you what, you flay it right there and eat it right on the boat.
Well, good.
Great fishing.
Brian, we wish you the absolute best of luck, my brother.
Thank you, Brandon.
Play well. Thanks for
play
taking
well
your time out.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Brian
so
Cairns, Fox Hills.
Brian Cairns.
Club and Banquet.
You got
there it.
It
is. This is a special edition of Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship 2018 edition to Harbor Shores, Benton Harbor. We're going to get out of here and slam the trunk and head north. The next time you hear from us, we'll be in Traverse City. Did I say that right, Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
TC, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Up at the, what hotel are we in?
Grand Traverse
Resort.
Wow.
We're here courtesy of Michigan this week.
Sieber too.
And having a good time. We love each and every one of you listeners out there, and thank you so much for following us on Twitter, on Facebook, and following our work release program here at Golf Talk America. We're having a blast. Hey, don't go anywhere. Make sure you tune in to the Golf Channel and network this weekend for this championship. It's going to be a great, great, great event. Brendan Sweeney.
Frank.
Thank you for the past 2 days here. For taking me to the doctor yesterday.
I have three kids.
Know.
You're more needy than all of them.
I love your soundboard.
You like that?
I love the soundboard.
I love the music, too.
Yeah, it's cool.
Isn't that good?
Actually, this is a Michigan guy, too.
This is exit music. That means we have to go.
Absolutely.
Oakland Township, Michigan. Kid Rock, baby.
Kid Rock's
the man.
Yep.
Hey, we'll catch you at the Northfield Downs.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You look at the Trotters.
Absolutely.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow from Traverse City.